Hello, I'm Tom Watts with the BBC News. The Chinese city of Jilin has cut transport links with the outside world and stopped people gathering following a fresh outbreak of the coronavirus. It comes as the authorities in Wuhan begin testing the city's entire population of 11 million people following a new cluster of infections. Stephen McDonnell reports from Beijing.
The authorities in northeastern China's Jilin city have suspended services at the main long-distance train station, closed schools again, limited restaurants to takeaway service, and announced that only those passing health checks can leave. A cluster with dozens of new domestically infected coronavirus cases has emerged there, and significant measures are being taken to try to stop it spreading. The local outbreak has been traced back to a cleaner working at a large police station, with an investigation underway to find out how she became infected.
Thailand, which was the first country outside China to record a case of COVID-19, has reported no new infections for the first time in more than 2 months. Lockdown measures are now being eased. Jonathan Head reports.
With tens of thousands of visitors from Wuhan in the country at the very start of this epidemic, Thailand was then expected to be one of those worst affected by the coronavirus. That hasn't happened. Thailand has kept infections at remarkably low levels, with just 56 deaths and around 3,000 cases. In part, that's due to efficient monitoring and contact tracing from mid-January, to a comprehensive network of health volunteers across the country enforcing quarantine on possible carriers of the virus, and on strong public compliance with the advice and orders from the government.
Jonathan Head. People in England who can't do their jobs from home are being encouraged to return to work today as the government begins to ease its coronavirus lockdown. But the authorities in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are keeping stricter measures in place. New figures show the British economy shrank by 2% in the first 3 months of the year because of the impact of the pandemic. Here's our UK business correspondent, Sean Farrington.
These figures from the Office of National Statistics cover January to March. And of course, it's only those last few weeks of March where we saw the major changes, but that has had a huge impact on the UK economy, shrinking by 2% in that period of time. That is the most the economy has fallen in size since the financial crisis, since the end of 2008. And you sort of drill down into the different parts of the economy. The services sector fell by its most on record. Household spending fell by its most in that period of time since the financial crisis as well. And this is just with those changes coming in at the end of March.
Sean Farrington reporting. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.